There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Yeah, the tracks of my travels, something that we do each and every Thursday here on The Ticket. We talk music, we talk memories, we talk travels, and today we're talking to Gail Clough of The Laughter Factory. How are you, Gail?
I'm absolutely fabulous.
And thanks so much for coming along and taking part in Tracks of My Travels, because you've travelled quite a lot, haven't you?
Do you know what? I counted it. Don't ask me to quote them all, but I've lived and worked in 11 countries as a DJ. Yeah, so I was very lucky to get paid to do all that travelling.
Yeah, because it goes with the territory, doesn't it? Before you actually became the Laughter Factory promoter, as we all know you as, you did a lot of DJing. And,
yeah.
And how did it all start? Was it back
at home? 17 yeah. years of age. And Peter Stringfellow had a female DJ in his club in Manchester, and we opened a rival club and they wanted a girl DJ. I was a cocktail waitress and I was given a box of records and said, off you go.
Because it was very much a male-dominated industry.
I was the only female I ever met. Yeah. For years.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
And did you get any kind of flack about it? You know,
oh, no,
how
it was
can
great.
You be a DJ?
I ruled the roost.
Did you?
Yeah. I hated the competition.
Did you get away with a lot of things as well?
Because, yeah. And yeah. I was so young. I was 17, 18. I was incredibly young. And of course, at that age, in many ways, you're so inhibited, but in other ways, you're also so carefree, isn't it? You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, how did your travels start, Gail?
Right. Okay. Well, I started traveling about age 20.
Yeah.
And I went to a very upscale place called St. Moritz.
Oh, nice.
Where it was like, and I was working in the best hotel in the world. And our customers were like the Onassis,
Kennedys. What was the hotel?
It's called Bodrum's Palace, and it's still one of the best hotels in the world. Very understated. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, very bling. Everybody there was very understated. But they all used to have little puppy dogs they used to bring into the nightclub. It was weird. In every restaurant, everyone would have a little poodle that wouldn't even sit and beg.
Really?
Yeah.
And St. Moritz were in Switzerland, are we?
It's on the border of Switzerland and Italy. And it was so expensive that we used to have to drive to Italy once a week to do our shopping because we couldn't buy anything in the supermarkets in St. Moritz.
But bringing the puppies into the nightclub?
Yeah, and all the restaurants.
Can they get it like trampled on?
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining
it's
it.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
And then I went to Norway. I went up to the Arctic Circle. And then I was the first DJ over the Berlin Wall.
Mm.
And then I went back a year later and they were all wearing T-shirts saying, please, can we have the wall back 10 metres higher?
Anyway, we're going to talk travels and we're going to talk some of the tunes that remind you of situations. What's the first tune that you've chosen and what memories does it evoke
for you? Well, I've chosen Luther Vandross, Never Too Much, because that was when I was working in Manchester, what I used to end up playing pretty much every night. It's a great track as well.
Luther, very popular way back then.
Yes, they've always liked soul music up north.
Yeah, Northern Soul, of
yes.
course, being a great
yeah.
example of it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear Gail's first tune then, Luther Vandross, Never Too Much.
Thousand kisses from you is never too much. much, never too much. You weren't there and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Opened the door up and to my surprise there you were standing. Who needs to go to work to hustle for another dollar? I'd rather be with you cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble and I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way and yet this is only the
definitely official of the weekend with Luther Vandross playing here on the Tracks of My Travels. Gail Clough from the Laughter Factory is choosing the music today. Luther, when you hear his voice, just
I know,
incredible.
For me there's no one better.
Yeah, and we were just chatting there, he was backing singer for David Bowie on one of his best-selling albums.
Yeah, and he used to be in a band called Change as well.
Mm-hmm. He got his first break on Sesame Street, I remember reading that about him, and... You know, imagine that, you know, with all the fluffy characters getting your first break on there.
It's a great way to start, isn't it?
I suppose it is. Yeah. But Luther Vandross and a tune that was one that you played time and time again as a DJ.
Yeah. Every night in Manchester, they never got tired of it for years. Carried on.
So your copy's pretty worn out, I guess. All right, tune number two then, Gail. What's the story behind this song?
Right, okay. This is a weird one because I'm not really that keen on the song, but we stalk each other for years, and I like I mentioned earlier, I've lived in 11 countries and I think this song broke in about 6 of them, and I kept moving to another country, this song broke,
so it kind of followed you
I
around.
I couldn't
the
get
world.
Away from it, and now we're like an old married couple.
Do you ever play it when you do a gig?
Occasionally, yeah, because especially if I get a gig for German people or Scandinavian people, because they don't kind of see it as Eurotrash as we do. They kind of see that how we see Luther Vandross.
So this band, Ace of Base, were kind of...
They were
like,
Swedish.
They were kind of like a next generation ABBA, weren't they?
Yes, and the first place it broke, it wasn't when the Berlin Wall came down, it was when I went back there a year or so later to East Germany. It broke there. And then it broke in Cairo, and then it broke in somewhere else. I think I went back to Norway and it broke there, and it just kept breaking. And then I arrived in Dubai and it broke here.
I mean, what were the differences? You know, Germany, obviously you went there before the wall came down and after. You know, from your perspective, how had it changed?
Just the level of, the biggest thing was the level of people speaking English. When I went the first time, the second language was Russian. And people didn't speak English, which was great for me learning German. And I was only there a few months and I learned so much German because I had to. Whereas when I went back the second time, I noticed people had really put their intention on learning English.
So it was easier for you then, yeah?
Yeah. But it was a difficult transition time for Germany as well. They had a lot of unemployment.
Yeah.
And obviously a lot of inflation, but I've heard things are great there now.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to come back with Gail's second choice of song on the Tracks of My Travels. Yeah, it's the Tracks of My Travels, and Gail Clough, promoter of the Laughter Factory, joins us today to talk about some great musical memories. We've already heard from Luther Vandross that got a big thumbs up from me. And your second one, we've just been chatting about, it's a record that followed you around the globe.
For years, years and years.
What do you feel when you hear it now?
Just a lot of mixed memories, which is really nice because normally a piece of music reminds you of a particular place or a particular person. Whereas that with me has multiple stories.
Multiple. Maybe you can tell us one or two when we play the record. Ace of Base, All That She Wants. So there's the band Ace of Base coming out of Sweden on the Tracks of My Travels today, as we're joined by Gail Clough from the Laughter Factory, and a song that certainly has haunted you, I would say, for many a year. Yeah?
I don't know whether I stalked them or they stalked me.
Well, clearly you were the lucky charm, because wherever you went, it broke.
That's true, actually. Maybe I should let them know that.
Yeah. Maybe they can pay you a few royalties.
I'll tell them I'm a DJ, I broke them in every country.
Right then, the Tracks of My Travels is always three songs, of course, that bring back great memories from wherever you've travelled to. Number three, what do we know about
right,
this one?
Right, okay, number three is, I arrived in Dubai in 1993 and I was DJing at a club in the Intercontinental Hotel. Mm-hmm. And then after work, because Dubai used to party till late in the morning then,
really?
I used to go to another place called The Lodge.
The Highland Lodge, yeah.
The Highland Lodge, and I always used to hear this every night. For about the first year I came here.
Really?
So it reminds me of those early days in Dubai.
So were you very much a night owl back then?
I didn't really know any expats, because I was in the hotel and in the club, and I'd finish work and go with a couple of the waiters out in the middle of the night and then sleep all day.
Right.
So I wasn't part of Dubai. It was, I was in it, but a very different part.
Right, right. So how did you get the gig in the Intercontinental?
Well, all my travelling, I was very lucky. I worked with, there was a couple of really good agencies. Mm-hmm. And those days, there was no girl DJs. So I was able to really get my pick of the good work. I did Shanghai, Jakarta. Mm-hmm. You know, I worked for the richest man in the world for a year.
Did you?
Yeah, so, you know, I did lots of interesting stuff.
And what kind of tunes were you playing back then? Was it very
well,
much
it was all,
the Madonnas?
It was all the 80s and 90s, yeah.
So there was some good music to choose from.
Yeah, yeah. It was funny though, there wasn't as much music. You know, when I see these nows, there's one every month and then there'd be one every year. So there's obviously 12 times the amount of music in the charts now, isn't there?
Yeah. So this song was playing when you used to kind of knock off work and go out yourself, yeah?
Yes.
All right.
I used to play it as well, but it always reminds me of when I'd go out after work.
Right. And what is it?
It's Sybil, The Love I Lost.
Well, I'll tell you what, I hope I walk into somewhere this weekend and hear that play, and it's just great, isn't it? What a song.
Yeah, it brings back memories.
And it's an old soul classic. I'm pretty sure Harold Melvin and the Blue
That's
Notes.
That's the one, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, who did it originally. And Sybil, yeah, whatever happened to her?
Yeah, she had some great hits, didn't she?
Yeah, I think she was in a band as well, wasn't she? It would be like a certain band featuring Sybil.
Right, yeah.
But a great tune. And Gail, some wonderful memories that you've conjured up.
Oh, it was nice to go back down memory lane.
Yeah. Any favourite tunes now that you're listening to? What albums are...
I love the band The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah.
I like new music. I'm not really a person... I don't really live that much in the past. I like to go out... I still like to go clubbing, actually, if I can get someone to take me.
So you listen to a lot of modern music, then?
I love new music. I love fresh sounds. They're the backdrop to my life, so... Mm.
You're not like me. I'm a bit of a stick in the mud back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, but if you were going out clubbing, it's different, because then you want to hear things that are relevant to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're sat in the house, then you probably would want to go back in time.
Shruti, being of the younger generation, what did you make of those songs?
I knew one of them, the Ace of Base one, obviously.
Yeah.
But the other two, I mean, I've found two new songs that I can add to my repertoire now.
Yeah. Good for you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.